Hi, this is Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you're listening to Rock the Vote Native Style.
Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, Treaty Style here, and I'm with my Tuesday host, co-host Nancy Bolio of Bemidji 350 and Rise. Nancy, always great to talk to you.
Yeah, bonjour, Robert. It's always a good day to have a good company like you and share the knowledge that we get knowledge through life and showing up, Robert. So just want to do a little quick update on what's going on up north here. Yesterday, the Enbridge Line 3 back at Pipe Yard seen some action on behalf of Gnu Collective and Honor the Earth. And we had a young water protector out of St. Paul in a tripod obstructing the movement of the pipes. And that was a good part of the morning into the early afternoon. And Emily was arrested and is currently in the Cass County Jail. And she is being charged with a couple things. And those would be, give me one second here. She's being charged with obstruction of legal process, interfering with a peace officer, and trespassing and refusing to leave. So, yeah, she's in the Cass County Jail. And, you know, quite honestly, that's not always a bad place to be, especially when you're sticking up for the good things like clean water. So, you know, I appreciate water protectors like Emily that, you know, step it up and say, you know, we got to make some good trouble here and let's do it. So yesterday, that was the action that took place. And then last week, there was a lawsuit filed on behalf of the Line 3 project, and the lawsuit was filed by White Earth, Red Lake, Honor the Earth, and the Sierra Club, and they are alleging there's a faulty approval process that violates multiple federal laws and treaties, and this harms the plaintiffs and the members of the complaint state. So to obtain this court injunction, the plaintiffs must prove that the Army Corps' decision in the Line 3 construction is causing irreparable harm, and they must also show that their case will prevail on its merits, which can be a high legal bar. So we've been saying all along, let's just give us that day in court, you know, and especially under that government executive order 1924, I think, you know, Walsh should really let these people have their day in court, and, you know, White Earth and Red Lake as well. And we know Mille Lacs is actually now putting up opposition. So, you know, we're going to see hopefully some halt to the construction here in the near future. But in the meantime, Robert, we got to strap those boots up and just continue to show up in prayer, in direct action, support the camp, you know, financially. Even like I just mentioned, prayers are good. You know, help buy a fish house, you know, because that's how we see we got to keep ourselves warm. So there's so many different ways you can help. But most importantly, I think, you know, people really need to seek the truth in Line 3 and where we're at and why we are doing what we are doing today. And that is, you know, the opposition to Line 3. And we're going to continue to hold those front lines. And just last Saturday, I had an opportunity to go up to the Red Lake Treaty Camp. And there were some like-minded people in the area. And so we just kind of gathered at the treaty camp and talked about what you know, holding space treaty style looks like. Because we know this pipeline is violating our treaties. And it was a good day to visit, Robert. And what we found out with the Red Lake Treaty Camp, it's not so in opposition of Line 3. That's not the narrative that they hold there. They actually are there because treaties do matter. And Line 3 does threaten that. But they, most importantly, what they stand for is the treaty and the rights that we have under those treaties. And so I think culturally speaking, they're going to show up in a very profound kind of way. And I think it's going to be a beautiful experience. And I got that good vibe coming out of the Red Lake Treaty Camp on Saturday. So looking forward to spending more time out in the Red Lake area resisting in a good way, causing a good trouble, Robert. And I'm kind of missing Palisade. I haven't had an opportunity to be out there for a while, but I know they're still going strong.
Hey, I have a question from a Facebook listener. Do you mind trying to answer this? Because I know enough to be dangerous, but I think you have it really logged in here. Randall asked, why did the Fond du Lac band allow Enbridge on its reservation? And I know it's really, really complicated, but do you have the short answer of that for Randall?
Well, basically, I think, what do they refer to that as, like Sophie's Choice or something like that?
Right.
They basically had a gun put to their head, and so they were just put in a bad, bad position because, you know, the Line 3 currently runs through Leech Lake and funnels its way through Fond du Lac, but they were actually trying to help protect the Sandy Lake, some waters down there where the rice grows. And so basically they were just trying to do the good thing, but yet at the same time, the harmful thing. And so they were just, like I said, put in a bad position, and this is where we're at now. But when you really look at what goes on into the permitting process, even on the reservation side, we have a Minnesota Chippewa Tribe Constitution, and the people were supposed to have free, prior, and informed consent, a referendum vote. The people constitute the tribe, not five elected officials under a quasi-sovereign government. Is we should be deciding. And, you know, we all depend on that water. So, you know, if you look deep into this Line 3 opposition and how it affects Fond du Lac and the rest of us in MCC, we really need to peel back the layers and say, you know what, people need to be heard. This ain't a matter about Enbridge and their profit. This is about their treaty obligation to us to be good neighbors and be good stewards of the earth. And so there's just so many different factors that go into this. But honestly, Fond du Lac was just put in a bad spot. And
well, they also have a situation coming up, too. They have Polymet to deal with up there, too.
Right. It's like, right. And, you know, I know Fond du Lac, too, they have their own some type of law or regulation on their water and protecting it. And I just don't understand why they couldn't be more assertive with, you know, the law they put into place, and also the fact that they are a treaty, you know, people. We could say, you know what, we're Native country, and when we say no, Robert, no means no. And I think, you know, looking at history and, you know, the 1924 executive order with Walz, this is the time we need to stop and say we need to educate these people on their treaty obligation and what does the Winter's Doctrine look like and all these other things, because without educating each other, it's always going to be a fight over people and corporation. And it's not about that. It's about the law and doing what's right by the people. And until we start educating, we're going to keep going over this every time a pipeline comes through or a mine comes through. It just doesn't make any sense to have this when we are sovereign people. And when we say no, I should mean no, Robert.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, before we take a break and get to our guest, which is Audrey Thayer, we are so excited to always have Audrey on. We're going to take a hard break, but I just want to give you a shout out. And, you know, on Native Roots Radio, when we're on 1 to 3 on Saturdays, you have a whole segment and we talk about what's going up in the deep north and what you're working on. But what it's exciting is starting next week, we're going to be on Tuesdays from 6 to 7. In Madison, we're going to do the best of. So, you know, we're going to be all over Turtle Island soon. And I really appreciate us working together. You're going to be on Tuesdays. And so I'm excited to work with you and get updates and have a guest. And it'll be less work for me. But it'll be great to have you back on at our different time.
Right. And you know, and I think you said something about StreamYard. So Robert, I already dug out my best beaded pair of earrings and they're on deck.
Yeah, exactly. And I have to get you another Resist t-shirt up there so you don't have to wear them every, you know, you can switch them off here and there.
Right. I just need different colors, Robert. I'll show up in a good way.
There you go. Well, hey, before we get going here, why don't we talk a little bit about who's coming up next and, you know, the exciting, and it's wild here because Facebook Live's going pretty crazy here. I'm loving the questions and stuff. Got to give a shout out to Deborah there. She's answering questions for us too.
Yeah.
you know, to give a little tease on Audrey before we take a break here.
Audrey Thayer, she's a Fond du Lac fan member, and she just recently won her election for the Bemidji City Council Ward 1, and she's going to be sworn into office on January 4th, 2020. And, you know, Robert, she's a breath of fresh air because she's honest, she brings balance, she's committed, motivated, and an experience. So, you know, I'm excited for all this.
Well, I'm really excited, too. And, you know, we got a minute left before we take a hard break. Because of Rock the Vote Native Style on Tuesdays here that we've been dealing with, I've learned and met so many great politicians and people up in the Deep North because of you, and our audience has met them, too. So I just want to say a big pinigigi about that.
Yeah, you know, the Rock the Vote Native Style was a really good experience for myself and just for people that, you know, that we registered to vote or got them to the polls. And what we realized that, you know, we are a collective power, and we have to understand how the world of politics work. How do we run for office, and how are we going to engage in these types of political relationships and bring our voices to the table? And with Rock the Vote Native Style, we had the opportunity not just to get our people to register to vote and to show up at the polls, but we also got to, endorse some candidates with our work with Rock the Vote. And they were our relatives, and Audrey was one of them. And we had Liz Jocula from Fond du Lac, and mm-hmm. we had Heather Keeler up in Moorhead. And, you know,
On and on. We'll talk more about that. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents Rock the Treaties Native Style. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Paul Metza, inviting you to listen to the Wall of Power Radio Hour every weekend on AM 950. We are on at 6 p.m. on Saturday. We feature artists, musicians, raconteurs, private detectives, and more. 6 p.m. Saturday night on AM 950.
The COVID-19 pandemic is the worst healthcare crisis of our lifetime. Hospitals, care centers, and their staff are overwhelmed, and it's getting worse. By now, we all know someone who's been affected by the virus, but there is hope. Vaccines are coming and getting closer every day. But while we wait for relief, you need to do your part. Wear a mask, wash your hands, and maintain your distance. It's for now, not forever.
This message, sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and the station.
Hi, this is Laura. Listen to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Our individual health is connected to the health of each other, and connected to the health of the earth. We know the problems with the dominant food system, climate change, deadening soils, nitrates in the water, factory farming, injustice, concentration of wealth. How do we both as individuals and as a community step up and support a living food system which honors the earth? Tune to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. and remember to support your independent farmers.
Hi everyone, Matt McNeil here. Everyone at AM 950 wants to say thank you to all those who became members through our AM 950 membership program. One thing 2020 has taught us is small independent media is such an important element of our community. And as some independent media outlets have shuttered, you members have helped ensure AM 950 will stay on the air into 2021. It's really simple to become a member of AM 950. Go to our webpage, am950radio.com, click on the membership button and sign up. You can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation. And through the holidays, we have a great offer for new members. Become a new member with either a $25 one-time donation or a $10 recurring donation, and AM 950 will read a special message from you on the air this holiday season. If you make a $50 one-time donation or a $25 recurring donation, you'll get a copy of the first ever AM 950 calendar featuring photos I took on my hikes from this last year. Once again, head over to am950radio.com and sign up to become a new member today. And once again, thank you so very much for your support from everyone here at the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950.
We are a Lusa Nation.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents Rock the Vote. Rock the Treaties Native Style, I beg your pardon. And I'm here with Nancy Bolio of Rise in Bemidji 350 and all around just groovy person. Welcome back, Nancy.
Yes. Well, again, thanks for creating this wonderful show for us and giving space to great people like our next guest, Audrey Thayer. And, you know, I think 2020 is going to, you know, just end here in a matter of a few days, and it's going to probably close a dark chapter for most of us as we look into 2021 and seeing some of these fresh faces take office. And you know, it reminds me, and I know you know too, Robert, that our work hasn't ended. It's just begun, and we're just going to get better at doing this. And so I'm honored, you know, to know Audrey personally, and I know she brings a breath of fresh air to our community. And I think, you know, because of some of the characteristics that she holds, that she's going to do a lot of persuading and educating and bring our people up to the table. And that's what's so refreshing right now, Robert. And I think we all need that looking into 2021.
Well, let's bring her on. She's on. Audrey Thayer, City Council. What's happening?
Oh, hello, hello. Yep, still council-elect until next week. So I'm just getting ready now because of COVID to, you know, because I have to, the Bemidji City Council building has never been smudged. So we are getting ready to do that on January 4th to smudge the council chambers and the building. And, of course, bring a pipe in and do some praying because all the decisions for me sitting in the council is through transparency, honesty, and through my teaching. So that's so important. And how are you, Robert?
Wow, I'm great. And I knew it would only take a few minutes before you take over interviewing me and Nancy. So,
well, you know, what's really hilarious is that I know she was, you know, and Nancy knows where I've enrolled at, but, you know, you get wrapped up on the radio and, you know, so now I'm from Fond du Lac. I was from Red Lake in the newspaper, and poor White Earth, where I am enrolled and carry that little card, probably is going, what the heck, where is she? No, but I'm actually a Pemberton, you know, so I do have relatives in all three, on all those reservations, all the way into Wisconsin. But anyway, we're busy. I have not been sworn in, but we have been in community because, you know, homelessness was one of my pivotal points. It's a season of concern for our people in the community, so been meeting with N, solving issues in our community left and right. And I work with another county commissioner that I've known, and it's that servant leadership. You just never leave it alone. And so this isn't a brag fest, but I wanted, you know, the most simplest thing that could have happened for People's Church, which is one of our homeless locations where they do activities during the day and sleep at night. They wanted a street light in the parking lot back there. It's a very challenging part of my ward. There's a lot of activity that goes on. All they needed and all they wanted was a street light. And I was thrilled because when I called you know, the city manager, they were, it's up, it's running. The people are thrilled. You know, and little things like that for community, when whatever reason, I can't explain it and nor am I going to, about why they felt hesitant to talk to the city council for that street light. And that was their first request. Can you get us a street light? And so the dark is now light, which just fits for winter solstice. So I'm thrilled that when I go by there, because I drive the community at night, taking a look at what we still need to do in the community physically. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm spending a little time back and forth with our mayor, who has to, our new mayor-elect, and he has to make decisions on committees, and which is very important because the process is committees bring forth resolutions, petitions. The mayor can do proclamations, you know, and so the process, we're a weak mayor system, so the manager is the one that has a lot of power and control, so he wants to, you want to make sure he's your best friend, and I feel confident working with him. He's been there a long number of years. So right now, tentatively, the ones that I wanted to be on, Sustainable Committee, which works with, ties into my beliefs with MN350 and all the work that we need to do in the environment. So that is one he is going to be selecting me, Police Advisory, Public Works, Housing Appeals, because we have issues with families that get evicted. I had asked, sincerely wanted to get into the meat of the city and the control. And the control is with those who have businesses downtown, not the small local businesses. I'm talking the big corporate businesses, the ones, the big hotels, the one that Nancy was down there at, the owner of that section, you know, and there's been some push and pull. There's some hesitancy. So I'm getting close. I'm getting on the Bemidji Downtown Alliance, which will work with the small businesses. But I just responded about 15 minutes ago and said, hey, I'd like to be on these committees. So I'm challenging the system because that is what you should do, right? I am not, I don't want to be sitting on a committee that meets once every 3 months. No, I want action. And yes, I'm going to be busy in community. Mm-hmm. But that sustainability committee, I've asked the manager to pull everything they've done in the city of Bemidji. He's going back to 2014, so I can look at what we need to do further to push and change the makeup and the narrative of the city in a good way environmentally. It's so important that is forefront of people's minds.
Say, Nancy's got a quick question or statement.
Yeah.
We have 2 minutes until a heartbreak. Go ahead, Nance.
Okay, I mentioned earlier, Audrey brings a breath of fresh air because, we see the city, the current city council, as an agenda-driven anti-progress. The ideologies never served us. They were more about business. And, business is good, but it also depends on how you handle your community and, the people have a voice here, too. And so I'm thinking, like with Audrey, there's going to be some more citizens' initiative and maybe some more referendum votes taking place. And, I think moving forward, we do need to find a community where we all can thrive and where the nature is sustainable. So, in the near future, we're going to have a conversation piece take place here in Bemidji, and I'm looking forward to moving forward with that and having people like Audrey, on the city council to help that good work move forward. So, she's a breath of fresh air, and I'm going to say that over and over.
Well, that's take
it. I can be.
Let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back with Audrey Thayer, just all-around cool person, city council member, and I'm just so happy to have gotten to meet her and know her as little as I do. This is Native Roots Radio Presents Rock the Treaties Native Style. We'll be right back.
Nation.
Hamitakebi, Madison Hanmiacho, Oyatami Tolakin, Ogwala, and Abirawakatwa, and we chalk you up. Hello, my relatives. My name is Madison Han, and I'd like to remind you of the ways we can keep each other safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Right now, COVID cases are higher in number than ever before in our communities, making it more important to follow safety guidelines than ever before. Each individual choice we make will have widespread consequences for all of us. Being safe helps keep people out of the hospital. Help those around you by doing the following. Wear a mask and make sure your mask covers your mouth and nose. Social distance in public as best as you can. Get tested if you are possibly exposed to COVID. And stay home if you feel sick. Remember, our choices directly affect the health of our family, friends, and community. Free masks are available. Visit ramseycounty.us/a mask for everyone. This information guide is brought to you by Ramsey County and Ramsey County Investment and Support Efforts.
Hey, Cudigy to everyone. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Network. In 2017, as a response to the shocking events that transpired at Standing Rock and the lack of accurate and honest information coming from local and mainstream media, we felt we had to do something about it. That is why we created Native Roots Radio, then Pilot's Progressive Party, and finally, the new Native Symposium. We're still here. These shows have been supported by local businesses, and as you all know, unfortunately, they are no longer able to support us during this difficult time of the pandemic. This is why I'm here today, to ask you for your support. We feel it is so important to continue to bring this important information to you. Your support will help continue production and airtime costs. So please, if you can, visit Patreon Native Roots Radio Network and help in any way you can. Pini Gi, and thank you for your support.
2021 will be the greatest year ever because the Devil's Advocates Radio Show is coming to AM 950 Minnesota's Progressive Voice, weekdays between 2 and 4 p.m. Get your daily dose of national and Big Ten politics from the left into the bar. The Devil's Advocates promise to make you laugh, make Trumpsters cry, and take all callers. So join us, the Devil's Advocates, Monday through Friday between 2 and 4 p.m. only on AM 950, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, where it's never personal, only politics.
Hi, everyone. You've asked for more of the show, so I have some great news. Starting on January 4th at 4 p.m., the brand new version of The Matt McNeil Show begins. It's the same Matt McNeil Show you've come to love, but now with twice as many rants, more interviews, and even more goofiness. Brett Johnson and Jeff Stein will make regular weekly visits, and of course, I'll have more time to hear from you. I'm twice as long for your pleasure. You know what? I'm going with that. Beginning January 4th, it's the brand new Matt McNeil Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 to 6 p.m. on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Snow begins this afternoon with a high of 23. Snow continues through the evening hours into the overnight, 23 for a low. While bars and restaurants are once again temporarily closed to indoor dining, our Eat Local Minnesota restaurants continue to provide a dazzling array of options for takeout with delicious flavors from close to home and around the world. See the list and support your local businesses at eatlocalminnesota.com.
We are the Alusa Nation.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents Rock the Treaties Native Style, and I'm with my co-host for Tuesdays, and you know, you just heard the promos. Matt McNeil's going 2 hours. We're going right after Matt starting the new year. The Devil's Advocate's going to be on, and also we're going to be in Madison too, Native Roots Radio, the best of, and also in Chicago. So we're really excited to expand our brand, and we owe it all to the listeners and AM 950. So I just want to give everyone a shout out there. I just smeared a shout out. Nancy Bolio, we have a great guest on like we always do. Why don't you take over from here? And that's Grill Audrey. Why don't we do that?
All right. Well, you know, just knowing Audrey, I know she's a water protector and she has a strong voice and she walks with a good heart. And right now we're currently facing the Enbridge Line 3 opposition here in northern Minnesota. And just with yesterday's action, we've seen a neighboring county play a part in the arrest and taking the woman out of the tripod. And that's our neighbors here in Cass County. And so, you know, what's really disheartening is that the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission basically authorized Enbridge the ability to pay for extra policing. And, you know, taxpayers pay for our peace officers to protect and serve our communities. But currently we're seeing a repeat of what happened at Standing Rock, where our First Amendment and our right to exist are being threatened by corporation allowing our peace officers become mercenaries for big oil. And you know, as a city council member, I wanted to know, you know, I know Audrey's just now coming into office or being sworn into office in this next week, but you know, Clearwater County is just a neighboring county as well. And you know, as we see things unfold in opposition to Line 3, that there's going to probably be more actions out there, you know, and prayers taking place. I mean, we get arrested for praying too, Robert. So, but anyways, I have this fear that our own county here in Beltrami County will be out there, you know, arresting people like myself for protecting our rights to exist and, you know, my treaty responsibility is to be a good steward of the earth, and anybody that's here in America has that treaty obligation to be a good neighbor and a good steward. But I'm thinking people like Audrey can bring some sense to why people like myself and people, you know, with good heart have to, you know, risk the rest. And even COVID is, you know, a factor for us right now. But I think what I'm asking Audrey to do is have a meaningful conversation with this council and the police department to say, you know, maybe we should persuade the governor to step back for a second. We're in the middle of a pandemic here, and I don't think we should be allowed to utilize our peace officers to protect corporate interests. That's not the purpose of our peace officers, and I'm hoping Audrey can, you know, bring some light to that conversation. And Audrey, can you?
Well, obviously I'm going to vote no if the Bemidji Police Department was asked to go over into Hubbard or Clearwater. Beltrami County Sheriff's Department, of course, has already been there. You know, they have traveled out. And this is the catch-22, and I think that we need to understand that no one, rarely, I don't recall in Beltrami County, and forgive me if I've missed some history, but the sheriff never gets challenged. The county board has no authority over the sheriff whatsoever other than dollars. They can withdraw their financial support, you know, on their budgets and say, you will not have this. They can say to the sheriff of Beltrami County, no, it's not okay that you're sending officers over to arrest our water protectors in Hubbard or Beltrami. But that's all they can do. They don't have the authority. And there's something wrong in our system, I believe. When we have sheriffs throughout the, you know, the 80-plus counties in Minnesota that have that electable office and are not challenged, and they don't care. It's about money. And it's not about righteousness. And that's the same, you know, so I get very frustrated. So what, Nancy, what I hope to do is just continuing to educate. I'm thrilled that the suit that was filed by Red Lake, White Earth, the Sierra Club, Indigenous Environmental Group, Honor the Earth, that crew represented by Earth Justice, I'm thrilled that we have that on hold, you know, and hopefully we'll go on hold. But I'm hoping with being on the city council and standing there, and we haven't seen any group come to the city council yet asking for support of our environment. And that's something that I spent the morning asking that we need to have that looked at so that at least we at the city level can create some kind of awareness for the community. And then Beltrami County is another animal. It's an unbelievable system.
Our current mayor, you know, Audrey, she actually supports Line 3. So, and, you know, on several occasions, you know, things were brought up, but it just felt like we were spinning our tires. And, you know, I'm not blaming one particular council member. I just, as a whole, I think they were, you know, agenda driven and anti-progress and, you know, the old school thinking. And kind of see that, you know, unfold also with the commissioners. Not all of them, again, but there's a majority vote always on both seats that work against the people. But the idea of just having that conversation, you know, what is the transition to environmental and racial justice look like based around treaty responsibility? It's a conversation that, you know, some of the work has been put out just yesterday, and we look forward to calling on tribal elected officials from the three surrounding tribes, the city council members, the commissioners, community leaders, you know, spiritual people, treaty keepers. All these people need to come together, and I think we need to really go through these scenarios that we put forth. There's four of them, and being the first one, if we don't do anything, we just sit here and do nothing, we already know the future is not looking good for us. But let's step forward into scenario four and we can imagine a future together that's, you know, equitable and sustainable for all of us. And so, you know, that's why I'm so excited about having this opportunity to work with the city council members and the commissioners. And it's a form of educating, because, you know, most of them don't even understand that they have a treaty obligation to be good neighbor and a good steward of the earth. So in order to start this project off in a good way, I think to start that piece off, we need to educate these non-native, you know, politicians that there is an obligation, and we want to teach them in a good way, and we want to call all people to the table, and let's have this conversation, and we want to be the greenest and cleanest city on the Mississippi, and that's our goal, and we want to make sure there's jobs,
I like that goal,
and good things for everybody. Say again?
You know, and I like that goal, and have you did any history on the new mayor?
No, we understand there's some issues there, and he owns, I think he owns a pipeline company, Mr. George Prince.
Yep, he's got about five businesses, but he's, you know, and he, so you have to, you know, I, you know, it was like, too, like, yeah, it'll be an interesting, I'm starting a relationship with him, trying to figure it out, you know, because that's what this is about, is relationship and education. You're absolutely right.
Right.
And that is how you do it. And I'm the only, you know, there's only two of us who are progressive on the council right now, you know, that, and the other ones have been longstanding, old school thinking, and are sitting there. And so you remember the vote. So I'll be doing a lot of voting no. And, you know, but that doesn't mean anything when, because I'll get outvoted, but education will
right.
matter.
Yeah.
Right, and I think, you know, thinking back to that agenda-driven ideology, it's not working anymore. And I think, you know, people like myself, you know, are just inspired by the fact that we have, you know, you and Emily on board, and maybe, you know, just keep showing up and bringing in numbers, and we can hold, you know, people's feet to a fire in a good way to say that agenda-driven ideology is not working for us. We should be taking care of each other, not for corporate interests. And we also have some another ray of hope. February 9th, I think that is, Audrey.
Yes, correct. That's Dan Jourdain. We're hoping we can get him on. And that would be three of us then. And, you know, then would be three and three. And then the mayor, you know, he makes the other vote. So I'm excited about that.
Wow, yeah. That is exciting.
Yeah, and I think right now we're just in a place in history, and we have this opportunity to educate people and keep working towards what's right and keep putting up that good fight, you know. And the more we show up and stand for who we are, I think people are going to see and understand this is what we all need to do, because this is not working. Today is not working, and tomorrow has to look a lot brighter than today.
I absolutely
agree. Sorry, Robert. I absolutely agree. You know, and the last 2 days have been very, very heavy for me up here in my heart, because I'm in the community. You know, we've had a serious situation, a loss with someone, a family that I've known really well. We're losing COVID elders left and right. And we have people who don't have enough food and rent to pay. Those are heavy on my heart. And then, on top of it, we have to deal with this line three coming through. It is very challenging to work through feeling good about each day and having hope and continuing to educate. Thank you, Nancy, for your work you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Nancy. Audrey, I just have a quick question before we let you go. I know people were so excited that you won, but what a roller coaster that night was. Can you just tell our remind our audience here in like a minute of just how crazy that night was, and then in the next morning?
Well, there was election, some ballot issues. So I had thought I had lost by 10, and then by midnight I had won. And by 2, I had lost, and we did not know until the next day that I had won. And so the night was a topsy-turvy on the phone with people through the night,
because we didn't know. That tells you how important it was for them to see that I got elected, and I'm humbly, humbly grateful for this community, you know, that people trusted me to get me elected. And so I have to work hard. That's all I could say. But it was a wild night.
Yeah, it was a wild night. I think everybody's excited and knows that you will work hard. I'm just sitting here smiling because, Audrey, you make me smile. Nancy, you know, her crew and a bunch of other people registered, you know, 9,000 new Native Americans up in the
Unbelievable
deep.
Unbelievable numbers, yeah.
Yeah. And you won, and I think we are staying awoke. And we are going to, in 2 years, there's another election.
Yeah. I'm on for four, but I have to help others.
Exactly. Well, I want to quickly say thank you so much for being on, Audrey. You know, stay in touch. We're going to be on five nights a week, so we might be calling you four out of five of those nights to be on. No, I'm just kidding. But you really are awesome. And yeah. Nancy, your final word for Nance, for Audrey Nance?
Well, you know, a big teaming with Audrey for continuously giving to the community and sticking it out through thick and thin and, you know, being a voice for our people. And again, we're excited to move forward into 2021, having people like you, even understanding that, you know, the majority vote is still against us. But if we just continue to do what we do, we're going to get better at playing this game, and we're going to keep showing up, and you help pave that way. So a big team grudge to you.
And we grudge, too. And we grudge to you, Robert. Your All whole right. crew down there. It's nice to hear your voice and have a happy new 2021. I'm looking forward to it. I've already got my Happy New Year stuff out and my hat and my glasses. I'm ready to watch the TV and go to bed at 10.
Hey, on that note, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents Rock the Treaties Native Style. Thank you, Audrey. We'll be back
to end
the show in a proper way. We'll be right back.
We are Alusa Nation.
Hazel's Northeast is back and offering some of the most creatively prepared comfort food you'll find. Delicious breakfast options include the slow-cooked brisket hash, chicken fried steak, and the famed drunken banana French toast. Or for lunch and dinner, there's Swedish meatballs, wild rice gumbo, and more. Hazel's Northeast is open Wednesdays through Saturdays, 8 to 8, and Sundays, 9 to 2. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family-owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis. Make your reservation now at hazelsne2go.com.
Auto Technical helps families in need of transportation with reconditioned vehicles. Here's Richard with Auto Technical.
I'll tell you, my wife told me when we first started, she says, you're going to find this so rewarding. But when people come in and, oh, man, give me a second.
Take your time.
And you just find out how important transportation is. People sometimes break down in tears and can't stop.
Learn more at autotechnical.org.
Minnesota's own appliance specialist, Warner Stellion, are celebrating the close of 2020 with 10% discounts on thousands of top-rated and in-stock appliances. Then, save more with safe, free delivery and haul away from our trusted specialists. Get free installation on Frigidaire's top-selling dishwashers. Save hundreds on a new laundry pair. And enjoy unbeatable savings on more kitchen packages than you can count. Trust one of the country's top-rated appliance sellers. Choose Minnesota's own, Warner Stellion.
Hami Take B, Madison Hanmiacho, Oyatumi Tala King Ogwala Nabita Wakatwa Avichakya Pikstok. Hello my relatives, my name is Madison Hand, and I'd like to remind you of the ways we can keep each other safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Right now, COVID cases are higher in number than ever before in our communities, making it more important to follow safety guidelines than ever before. Each individual choice we make will have widespread consequences for all of us. Being safe helps keep people out of the hospital. Help those around you by doing the following. Wear a mask and make sure your mask covers your mouth and nose. Social distance in public as best as you can. Get tested if you are possibly exposed to COVID. And stay home if you feel sick. Remember, our choices directly affect the health of our family, friends, and community. Free masks are available. Visit ramseycounty.us/a mask for everyone. This information guide is brought to you by Ramsey County and Ramsey County Investment and Support Efforts.
This is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design and Drink in the Style. You may not realize it, but a trained, skilled interior designer cannot just beautify your space. They can functionify it as well. I don't know if that's a word, but it is a thing. So why not check out HabitationDesign.com and see if it looks like we're right for you. If it does, give us a call and let's schedule an appointment, in person or virtually, to make your home exceptional. HabitationDesign.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio presents Rock the Treaties Native Style. And I'm here with Nancy Bolio of Bemidji 350 and Rise Coalition up in the deep north. And Nancy, this is going to be a great year, this 2020. I can't wait to get rid of this year.
Yeah, me too. And looking on to Biden and, again, he's another person we have to hold our feet to the fire, but his appointment with Deb Haaland, brings some excitement. And I think, there's good work moving forward. And, it just reminds people, like myself and you and people that worked hard in Rock the Vote Native Style is that, we got to continue to keep working hard like that. 2022 is going to be here sooner than we know. And then, that's the governor's seat here in Minnesota. And what we do know is that Governor Walz has done us wrong and disrespected our beautiful Lieutenant Governor, Ms. Flanagan. And I don't think we should put up with that, Robert. So I think, if things don't change here in the next couple weeks or so and we don't get our injunction and we don't get our day in court, I think we're going to see that we don't want to vote for Walz again. And so we have to find another candidate that we support. And maybe it's one of us. Who knows? But I just know we have to continue to keep working hard and showing up and holding these spaces treaty style, because we're never, ever going to find environmental or racial justice until we get back to our treaty obligations. And that, again, good neighbors, regardless of what color skin you got, and good stewards of the earth, because we all depend on Mother Earth. And so, this 2021, I think, is going to be a tough transition, and it's going to take a while to move into something better than what we've seen in 2020. But I think, if we continue to show up and keep working hard, no matter how hard it gets, we're going to get where we need to be. And that's a future that sustains all living things, and we're all included in the dialogue. So I'm excited, Robert, for 2021 and 2022, actually.
Hey, yeah, definitely. Hey, I just got to give you a quick update. I just saw on Facebook by John Anderson, the Native American Community Clinic is now offering vaccinations for COVID-19. The initial efforts are being directed towards elders. They began a good way with sage, tobacco, and prayers. And I see our uncle, Clyde Belcourt, was there getting vaccinated along with a bunch of elders in Minneapolis. So the process of healing is beginning for 2021, but we have a long way to go. We need to be 75% of our relatives and everyone on Turtle Island here need to be vaccinated in order for this to work. And so we really, it's going to be a couple of years before it's back to normal, but then we'll make the big push and have Nancy run for governor. So that I'm all about that.
right. Maybe.
No, that's good. But there's people that came up like Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson. I just got to give him a shout out, because if we rewind to 2016 and 2017 during Standing Rock, and the Hennepin County soldiers were in there beating up Native Americans, and they were water protectors and peaceful water protectors, and seeing that big Hennepin County sheriff patch, and then us in the Native community and people all over Minnesota and Minneapolis supported Dave Hutchin. You don't see any Hennepin County sheriffs up in the deep north now, and that's a promise that he made directly, but that's also a promise that, you know, we're reminding him. So there's no amnesia or anything, but you know, we don't have to worry about Dave, but we do have to worry and keep pressing and make capacity. And I think that's what you're really good at. And we're really trying here is make capacity to put our leaders on call. And in a good way.
Right. You know, and I think, you know, moving us forward, I think we have to continue talking about the truth. You know, what is the reality of where we're at? And I think, you know, once we realize where we're at and who's doing us wrong, it lights that emotional fire that we have on the inside. And it gets to the point where we say, enough is enough. And what can we do to change that? And, you know, just even with Sheriff Hutchinson or whatever his name is, people were, you know, angry by what happened in Sandy Hook, and they showed up to the polls. We've seen what Trump, people were angry and they showed up to the polls. And I think if we continue to say we can't do this no more and we keep showing up, things can get better. We just can't give up, Robert. We can't say, this is the status quo and we've put up with this BS for so long, we're just going to continue. No, we don't want that no more. We want something that's good. We want to live in a good way. We want the future to come here and be a part of everything we were and experience the life that we had. And if we don't show up and make that stand, who will?
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that was the whole point too with Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson. It's like, well, who's going to run against this this evil man, Richard right. Stenick? And he said, well, I guess I'm going to. And right. Started his campaign in maybe nobody knew who he was, but he was like on Native Roots Radio about 6 or 7 times. And then he was all over. And then we, MN350, ended up endorsing him after where he could have lost if Stenick would have got over 50% of the primary, and we didn't even know that. So we should have, endorsed him earlier, but it all worked out and he won by over 2,300 votes, I believe. And I was going to go to the big DFL party and ended up staying at his all night because it was so close. Nancy, I'm really, really excited about our new endeavors. We're going to be out in Chicago and a greater area and Milwaukee. We're going to be on 5 days a week. And a big part of this expansion has been you sharing what you have on Native Roots Radio and then also on Rock the Vote Native Style. It's just a great partnership. And I can't wait until next week when we try this out and, you know, get your new earrings on. And I just want to say, Peeny Geegee, we'll be talking to you next Tuesday at 6 p.m. This has been Native Roots Radio Presents Rock the Treaties Native Style. And we'll see you next week.